This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. La Plata County Commissioners have agreed to restart its regional housing alliance as Southwest Colorado continues to struggle with rising demand. The Durango Herald reports the reorganized commission will focus on getting homes built and plans to post job openings soon. Denver-based Root Policy Research found that Southwest Colorado will need to add about 900 homes by 2023. More than half of those new units will have to be built in La Plata County to keep up with demand. Colorado veterans can now get free rides to their COVID-19 booster shot appointments. VA health clinics in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo have launched a new ride-sharing program for service members and their families ahead of the Veterans Day holiday. Dustin Sanger is with the VA.
There's a lot of veterans right now that want to go and get that booster, so we can use this ride-share program to make sure that transportation isn't a barrier.
VA clinics in the state have logged about 1,000 booster shot appointments each week since the FDA approved the extra shots. To get a free ride, vets should call their local clinic's number and make an appointment. 17 subcommittees, an army of stakeholders, numerous consultants, and more than 100 volunteers. That's what's behind Denver's bid to bring the FIFA World Cup to the Mile High City in 2026. It would cost between $35 and $55 million to host up to 6 games at Empower Field at Mile High, but bid leaders say it would bring 10 times as much to the city's economy. One of the co-chairs of Denver's bid for the World Cup is Robert Cantogalia. He is also a member of the CPR board. You're listening to CPR News.